pardon me, I don't really understand statistics all that well, but when you power CO8 to have a 25% reduction, who's to say if there was, say, a 15 to 20% reduction that might not be valuable, and how do you reconcile that?
It may very well be valuable, and hopefully we could squeeze that elusive p-value out of it if it were 15%, but we have to power the trial based on events. So we powered it for 25% reduction because we thought that was reasonable. It would also give us a reasonable trial as far as the number of patients required to address the endpoint. If we got 15% and it was statistically significant, which it may very well be with additional follow-up time, I think that would be appropriate as well. Whether the FDA would buy it is a separate issue.
Lastly, how are we going to sort out the duration of bevacizumab? I still see us being stuck not knowing whether it's necessary to continue it past the chemotherapy.
Right. Well, I think the trial that the intergroup has proposed in breast cancer is comparing 6 months of Bev to 12 months of Bev. It's a factorial trial, and we'll get some insight into that, I think, from that trial. So there is a trial that's going to be conducted with a bevacizumab duration.
Are you talking about breast?
Yeah.
Would you be able to apply breast to colon?
No, but if you saw in breast, for example, that 6 months was as good as 12, or if you saw that 12 was better than 6, I don't think people are going to, you know, mount with great hurrahs doing the same thing in colon. Moreover, although we think that C11, for example, is reasonable, in the current status of CTEP being, or at least behaving as if they're bankrupt, the likelihood of CTEP supporting that kind of a trial with the current review processes that are in place is remote. We still have an ongoing intergroup trial addressing cetuximab, which has now accrued between 800 and 900 patients, and it's been open for a while.
It seems like CTEP is sending out messages against doing these practical kinds of questions that clinicians have and trying to focus more on moving the field forward. For example, I remember when I first talked to you about CO8, it was about 3 years ago, and originally it was going to be 3x2. You had a capecitabine arm, and you
exactly.
had a flox arm, and you had a full
precisely.
And then CTEP said, okay, just find out about Bev.
To say, really don't care what the template is because we think they're all the same. You have an oxali-based template. Whatever your bias or preference is, we'll accept it and we'll stratify. Actually, it was the FDA that came back and said, we strongly suggest you not submit it that way. So why FOLFOX 6? I mean, where did we pull that one? Out of some epithelial-lined organ, I would imagine. I mean, Emory de Grandma's using FOLFOX 4, and yet we collectively decided that FOLFOX 6 light is the appropriate standard for North America. And that's what we're using. So it's an imperfect world. I mean, you know, compromise is necessary to get clinical trials moving.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Colorectal Cancer Update.